I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The Obama administration has been flexing its muscle when it comes to deporting undocumented immigrants. The number of deportees under Obama is about to top the 1 million mark. Among them are a growing number of undocumented men married to American women. Those women are sharing their experiences online. The wives blog about their daily struggles, like long separations from their spouses and complicated legal battles. Britta Conroy Randall has a story.
Like many of us, Beth Brotherton has her morning routine.
Well, every day I go into Blogger, and this is my blog, Diary of an Immigrant's Wife.
Beth met her husband in Utica, New York in 2005, and says everything else about their story is pretty standard.
We're just two people that fell in love, like, you know, millions of other people do.
But Khalid Nethagani is a Muslim man from India. He's currently under a deportation mandate from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security for overstaying his visa.
Basically, what that has meant is that he can be torn away from me at any time. You know, officials can come even at his workplace or home if they want to, handcuff him and take him away.
Khalid's family was living in Kuwait when he first came to the U.S. to study engineering in the late 1980s. And when the first Gulf War started, his dad told him not to come back. Khalid overstayed his original student visa, and he's been more or less hiding out ever since. Beth started a blog to chronicle her experiences as the wife of a long-term undocumented immigrant and discovered a growing online community of women in a similar situation.
It was just so hard going through this process and being alone and knowing that no one in your inner circle knows what it's like.
One of the people Beth connected with was Giselle Stern Hernandez. When Hernandez met her husband Roberto in 1999, they assumed marriage would negate his undocumented status. But when they showed up to file for his residency, they realized they were wrong.
We went to the offices of the Chicago INS, Immigration and Naturalization Services. We filled out some paperwork, and half an hour later, I was looking at him behind bulletproof glass.
Roberto was immediately deported to Mexico and banned from the U.S. for 20 years.
We changed our immigration laws in 1996, essentially enacting a scorched earth policy with respect to those people who are here unauthorized.
Mustafa Chishti from the nonpartisan Migration Policy Institute says that in cases like these, it doesn't matter if you're married to an American citizen. If you're undocumented, you're considered a criminal and you don't get a green card.
And we made this law retroactive. So it applied to people who had no knowledge that this was going to affect them. And we removed the discretion from judges to take into account other factors in their lives.
Another blogger, Emily Cruz, spent years living in the shadows in suburban Phoenix, fearing her undocumented husband, Raimundo, would be discovered. There were times when anti-immigrant sentiment in Arizona made them afraid to even go to the movies. Then the Arizona State Legislature passed a controversial bill.
Senate Bill 1070.
SP 1070 was the strictest anti-illegal immigration measure in recent U.S. history. Among other things, it cracked down on those sheltering unauthorized immigrants. The most controversial parts of the bill have since been blocked by an appeals court. But 2 days after the law was to go into effect, Emily and her husband moved from Arizona to Juarez, Mexico.
And I'm so happy because in Juarez, of all places, I'm not afraid to go to the movies. We can go out and be about and be normal and not constantly be afraid. I feel more free in Juarez, Mexico, than I did in the suburbs of Phoenix.
Figures suggest there are around 12 million unauthorized people living in the U.S. today. Advocates say 10% of these may be married to Americans. Officials have said they don't want to split up families with mixed status, they're just following current laws. Despite having overseen more deportations than the previous government, earlier this month, the Obama administration announced a controversial policy that, while not going as far as legalizing their status, will suspend the deportations of immigrants who haven't been convicted of crimes. But that's little comfort to Beth Brotherton, whose husband will remain in immigration limbo. Back in her living room, she's preparing another blog entry.
Pick a title. And of course, spelling is always an issue.
Like many of her fellow bloggers, Beth spends a good deal of her time writing letters, signing petitions, and making phone calls in an effort to push politicians to act. She says the wide reach of the online community might be able to make some difference.
I mean, when you're faced with the idea that at any moment you could be separated, every moment becomes precious. Every hug, every kiss, every time that person comes home from work and comes through the door, that's an important moment.
For The World, I'm Britta Conroy Randall.
We have links to the blogs you just heard about and pictures of some of the women with their deportee husbands at theworld.org.